Wherever you are, welcome to Indonesia. Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And well, listeners, beautiful day on the Friday. Let us enjoy the start of the weekend with lots of information from Indonesia. And without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast after this song with the news. The news. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto stated that Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's choice of Indonesia as his first overseas destination after re-election further strengthened the friendship between both nations. During the bilateral meeting with the Indonesian and Australian delegation at the Merdeka Palace Jakarta on Thursday, Prabowo welcomed the opportunity to meet Albanese since their last encounter in Lima, Peru. President Prabowo Subianto received Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for a state visit on Thursday morning at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. Upon arrival at the palace grounds, the Australian Premier's entourage was greeted by honor guards and hundreds of elementary school pupils waving Indonesian and Australian flags. And that was the news.
Besides udang yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, 12 December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapper Music Project. The song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Ariando and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time, but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Sara, who released the song in 1997. Then the pop music group Tarna Mereka also released the song in 2018. Well, listen, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapper Music Project with the song December Kelabu.
I'm not afraid to die.
fruit from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasumi, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasumi is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Aku tak bisa luluhkan hatimu dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu.
Minister Budi Santoso will underscore the Indonesia's commitment to strengthening regional and global trade systems. Through inclusive, sustainable multilateral cooperation at the APEC Minister Responsible for Trade meeting in Jeju, South Korea, on May 15th until the 16th, where Indonesia views the APEC MRT as an important forum to drive the transformation of a global regional trade system that is adaptive to technological advancements and global sustainability challenges.
Thank you.
and glutinous rice flour. To make Gumpo Planet, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call Gumpo as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, Gumpo comes from the word Gumpo, because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are woven into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice Gumpo Planet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
I'm gonna go get some more.
in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. With us, that was the other side of the Tabuhan Gong for the Sungkum Dayak community.
and you are going